Blog Talk Radio.
Sean Khalifa, man.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. Classic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass. Yeah,
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment.
That I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown with. My new bra does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with, ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all. Making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is talk. Catch you if you fall. Young Khalifa.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. Judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
I ride a guy
to be played with me, cause it can get dangerous. See,
I ride a guy
to ride with. This moment, we own it.
It's the biggest day of my life. We got big guns. Graduated from Nyes, it's a day in the life, and I'm ready to ride. Got the spirit, I'm feeling like a kill inside. Oh, financial outbreak, I'm free, but I ain't out yet. Ride with the plug, so I'm close to the outlet. At the red light, rim sitting offset. I look better on your girl than her outfit.
Stuck to the plan, always said that we would stand up, never ran. We the family, loyalty never change up. Been down since day one, look at where we came from. Jumping out on anybody who try to say something. One thing about it, got a problem, I got the same one. Money rolls, we fold. Plenty clubs, we close. Follow the same code. Never turn our backs, our cars don't even lose control.
One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for August 1st, 2013. Your host, yours truly, Wayne Benitez, on here. What up, everybody? Yay. We got a guest for y'all tonight. She's representing CZW, their women's division also. And also, she's also a valet manager also. Yes, give it up for Miranda Banks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
welcome,
yes.
To It Factor.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, it's been a, good night so far. How was yours?
Mine was good.
That's what's up. And tell me, did you grow up watching pro wrestling?
Yes, I have. I've been watching it ever since I was little. And I decided that I wanted to do wrestling when I was like 10. I was telling my mother that I wanted to do this ever since I was that age. And she just looked at me as like, okay, yeah, you just seen it at that age. And when I graduated high school, I went online, did a little research about wrestling academies and stuff, and I fell into combat zone wrestling. DJ just called me one day and was telling me, hey, just come down, try out, see what things go. And I've been training there for almost 3 years. September will make the third year. So I feel like everything just fell into place in my life because that's what I wanted to do.
That's what's up. And you are also currently in a stable DUB?
Yes.
With Chuck Lennox, Rollix, and a few other members, right, is a long
mm-hmm.
list of them.
Mm-hmm. When I found out that I was going to be in it, I was like, wow, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be brothers. And the person I manage, his name is Nate, but he go by a working name of Nate Carter. And he was like, well, you're going to be the only female that represent the dub. And I was like, wow, okay. So we just took it from there. Word going around saying that we are going to add more members to it. But right now we only have 7, and we're just trying to build the story and trying to figure out who all is going to join us because we need other people to join us as well. So right now everything is going as planned. Like I just like how everything is playing out right now. So, yep.
You also manage two of the members as a tag team also.
Yes.
And how was it like working with Naya?
It was good. I actually learned a lot from her. I look up to her because I used to watch her when I start doing indie wrestling. And she a good worker. And working with her, she, like, lead me the way. And she's just good people to me. She a good friend. I always, like, call her or, like, talk advice from and stuff. So she really nice to me, yeah.
And you also was working with Renee Michelle also.
Mm-hmm.
She's a new She's been around for a while, for several months now.
Mm-hmm.
How was it working with her also?
She also good. She a good listener. She was just like me ever since I started. Like, she just had that passion, that drive, and I was just saying to her one day that she's going to go far. If she just keep doing what she's doing, she's going to make it.
Yes, and do you have any other favorite workers that you already had matches with?
I will say so far, Naya, I'm still trying to work to get more shows under my belt. So I could say that's a good worker for now is Naya.
Well, that's what's up. And what do you think of the state of women's wrestling on the indie scene and also in the bigger companies?
Well, I like to see myself on TNA one day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's they have a good knockoffs division there also with Gail Kim, Mickey James, ODB. And they try to get more emphasis on their division again. I noticed that their the vice president of talent relations, Bruce Prichard, not there anymore because he was not that he didn't really care about the knockoff division. So hopefully they'll go back and add in a women's tag team division again and add in more women to it.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good idea.
Right. And do you also have interest in also working in Shimmer and Shine?
Yes, that's one of my dreams too. I know Shimmer and Shine is like one of the best women's indie wrestlers that is right now that is out.
Right. And also WSU is also around your corner also.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good women said also.
Mm-hmm.
And do you also want to work with any of them like Jessica Havoc or Mercedes Martinez?
Yep. I actually talked to both of them, like by themselves, and they've been around for a long time. Like Mercedes Martinez been around for like a minute, and she also one of the person I look up to. She's like a veteran, so it's, you know, like I talked to her, and she just told me to follow what's yours. Don't really listen to nobody else. Just do what you have to do. So that's one thing that I kept in mind. And I had to see her on the 10th of this month because I knew they're doing a doubleheader with CZW.
And that's coming up the Uncensored Rumble.
Yep.
And that should that's also another annual event for WSU.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They actually have new management there that it was Sean and Mick Caffrey, the founder, actually sold it to Beyond Wrestling. And they just, you know, it's taking them to a different, somewhat of a different, they're going in sort of like a different direction. But they should also show some good results for the product also.
Mm-hmm.
And do you also watch the current product of WWE, ROH, and of course you also watch Impact Wrestling, correct?
Yes.
And do you have any? You also watch that product also.
No, I watch it.
You don't watch the E, right?
Yeah, I watch the E and Impact.
Right. And with the E, it's like it's always something good, you know, good or bad right now. Up and down. The best thing out there right now is the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
And it's like so much Husky Harris actually that it's like that group is like a throwback of Waylon Mercy meets What's that movie, Devil's Rejects? It kind of reminds me of that.
I actually never seen that movie, but I heard of it.
Right. And it's like so much that he put into that character when he went back to NXT. He actually got a lot of charisma, and it's also a good storytelling also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with WWE, they going into a positive direction since Triple H is moving closer to one day taking over Vince's role. Because he's now concentrating on developmental, and since that's his project now, that he pays for the new state of the art, and there's just so many talent out there, like they trying to get up to 100 men and women under developmental contracts,
mm-hmm.
and that's he's so much he's way different than Vince, that he's more of an old school wrestler, and he also has a problem, you know, with the Divas division, that it will one day be back to the women's division.
Yeah, it feels like that WWE always be taking a spotlight off the Divas sometimes to give it all to the men, but it seemed like they had to give the Divas more than one match on a show. Like Raw, they had two Diva matches, and that was a surprise because usually they only have one. And on SmackDown, they have like one, because like SmackDown was only 2 hours long, and Raw was 3 hours.
Right, it's just been WWE just had so many shows out there. I could see if it was the Attitude Era that they was doing good, doing ratings like fives through sevens. Once they do go in the late twos or the early threes, it's too much, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Because with my work schedule, it's just no way I can see have time to watch or see SmackDown after reviewing a 3 hour Raw. It's like so dreaded. Like if you see some matches that you already seen like 50 or 100 times.
Yeah,
but most people turn out for the main storylines, like the Lesnar and CM Punk feud, or the Riot, see what the Wyatt family will do next, and see if Daniel Bryan's gonna really actually be put over Cena for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And do you also watch Ring of Honor?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
They also have a women's division there, also the Women of Honor. They've been showing that more of with Mischief, women like Athena, or even Scarlett from the Hoopla Hotties, and a Vita Scott and a few others. And do you also work for any other groups besides CZW?
We work for Keystone Wrestling a couple of times, and I know that their show is no longer existing, so right now we just laying low until more options come my way. I'm trying to get myself a little out there solo, and so far the only solo thing I did was with XWC4.
Right. And that's another good promotion right there also. That's actually the Wild Samoa Alpha's company.
Yeah, they're good people.
Yes. What's your thoughts on Alpha the Wild Samoan and also his son that's also running the school, Samu?
I never went down to their school to actually train, but being around them, I never even got a chance to actually talk to them like that because I only worked for their company once.
Right.
But so far, they seem like they're nice people, so I really can't say anything bad about them.
Right. And it's so much of a family atmosphere there, and they, you know, it's
yeah.
like they treat you like one of them, and they give a lot of upcoming wrestlers advice, or even what area they need to prove on, and they actually it's actually a good company.
Yeah, it really is.
And do you prefer a heel over a face as a character for you?
Right now, yes. I like being a heel better than a face sometimes. And, I mean, it's easier to be a heel than a face, but I prefer a heel over any day.
Right. And I just noticed that I really do like the faction also, and it kind of reminds me of a fraternity faction. And what's your opinion on DJ Hyde also?
Wow, I remember when I first met DJ, he was a nice guy. He still is. Talk a lot, though, but this DJ, when I first started, he was like, well, you got the passion and the potential for it. I mean, you had the look. I remember one day, it took me like a couple of months to actually bump. And I remember one day he told me, hey, why don't you just give up? Like, he just said it just like that. And I was like, wow. Even though he said that, that bothers me a little bit. And after a while, I just started to get my bumps and everything down pat. So basically, sometimes I prove him wrong. And sometimes he'd be surprised by what I can do.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely a good trainer, a good worker, and also a good promoter also.
Mhm.
And do you also have interest in traveling overseas to like Japan and the UK?
Yes. Yep, that's also one of my dreams.
Yeah, they definitely also have also a lot of women groups out there in in the UK also, and including in Japan called Reina, the girls promotion.
Yeah.
And do you consider, what's your goal in the next 5 years in wrestling?
Just work for more companies. I'm trying to be looked at by my dream promotion, TNA. I'm trying to go to Japan. And maybe one day be on TV.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up. And you seem like you actually is a you are a good worker also.
Oh, thank you.
And you do so much selling also.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I get for like training with men.
Right. And also, do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug or anything?
Actually, no. Only the CZW show. Like, me and the Dub will be there. And, oh, wait. August the 23rd, we have a show in Allentown called Underground. I will be managing and maybe thrown in a match. I have to talk to the booker and find out what's going on with that.
That's what's up. And do you have any that's the only upcoming show right now?
Can you repeat that?
Is that the only upcoming event?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you also have a fan page for any of the listeners?
No, I don't. I was actually thinking about making one, but sometimes I be like, maybe I'm too early to be doing all that.
Yeah, you actually been in the business for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was actually probably you started at 18 or 19.
Yeah,
I thought
I was 19.
Yeah. For me, I started like when I was 20 years of age, and I mean, I regret leaving it that real soon. And. And I just wish I was there, but you know, certain things in life, you know, happen, important things.
Oh, okay. Because you can always go
right.
Back.
Right. Yeah. Even though now I'm like CM Punk's age now, 34. Yeah, going on 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I just if I was in my 20s, I would do it again.
Yeah.
And do you have any other you say you don't have a group, you don't have a page, but you can also plug on our group page, Wrestling X Factor, on Facebook. You can plug your upcoming events or anything or interact with our fans there. With anything, you can just put on this anything.
Oh, okay. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
And it's just been an honor to have you on here.
Thank you. It was nice for you to have me.
And you can come back anytime to our show, drop by, either talk about wrestling or anything or your latest work or anything. You're welcome to come back.
Okay.
And you, Miranda, you have a nice night.
Thank you, you too.
I will definitely have one. And that was the talented Miranda Banks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Hit us up at Wrestling X Factor group page for various latest news or any archive shows on here or Blog Talk Radio for Wrestling X Factor. I'm out, everybody.
Sean Khalifa, from Man.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment,
that I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown with. My new broad does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with, ain't no way around it. What you say, tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day, taking off, looking out for all, making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is talk, catch you if you fall. Young Khalifa,
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. Judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it. I ride a guy to be played with me, cause it can get dangerous. See,
I ride a guy.
People love ride with. This moment, when we own it.
It's the biggest day of my life. We got big guns. Been graduated from knives. It's a day. And I'm ready to ride. Got the spirit, I'm feeling like a kill inside. Oh, financial outbreak, I'm free, but I ain't out yet. Ride with the plug, so I'm close to the outlet. At the red light, rims sitting offset. I look better on your girl than
her outfit.
Stuck to the plan. Always said that we would stand up, never ran. We the family, loyalty never change up. Been down since day one, look at where we came from. Jumping out on anybody who try to say something. One thing about it, got a problem, I got the same one. Money rolls, we fold. Plenty clubs, we close. Follow the same code. Never turn our backs, our cars don't even lose control.